What do you think of the fairgrounds?
It's beautiful. Pueblo has been so welcoming, and that rings true to the team here. Everyone has been great when I got here. The fairgrounds itself, it seems like it's got so much to offer, and I'm very excited about the potential and the opportunities here.
In recent history, the state fair has pretty consistently operated at a loss. And at a hearing over the summer, the question arose whether or not the state fair should be expected to pay for itself. There's also subsidies that come from the state, subsidies from the county and city of Pueblo, which is not uncommon for state fairs. So my question is really about what your sense is of a state fair's finances and what the balance should be.
As you mentioned, it's not uncommon for state fairs and agencies like convention centers and community centers to receive funding. So that's certainly an integral part of the operation. I think that it's very, very important that the community, the state, understands the benefits that come from community events like the state fair and what we offer the entire state as a whole. I think it's so important that we embrace what the fair does and what the fair is all about, and that financial support is just such an important part of what we do. Of course, we want to operate and be as flush as possible. My goal here is to really analyze everything and see if there's any improvements that can be made.
Do you have ideas in terms of balancing that sheet a little bit better?
You know, I really need to study the sheet a little bit better. I need to take a look at the finances, really assess where some of our challenges are and where we can make those improvements. But I am eager for the challenge. That's something I enjoy, is really taking the time to analyze and assess those sort of line item things to see if there's anything that we can do to help close the gap. I'm not sure that we will ever entirely close that gap, which is why the state funding and the state support is so important. But I'm certainly going to do what we can to try and shrink it as much as possible.
The history of state fairs, of course, is rooted in agriculture. And you were saying that we need to embrace what the state fair means. And certainly there's, you know, it still remains a strong emphasis, but people come for all types of reasons. They come for funnel cakes, you
know,
they come for rides, they come for vendors. Where do you see sort of the trends for attendance shifting, and what are the challenges and opportunities to keep folks coming to the fair?
I think we have some incredible opportunities. As we mentioned, the agricultural roots run deep in the fair industry, and we embrace that and we pride ourselves on that. But I think that as a fair, we offer an experience that people can't get anywhere else. The state fair experience is exclusive to what we do. People come for an experience of new and unique foods, for new and unique entertainment opportunities, concerts, carnival rides, walking down the midway, the beautiful lights and all the wonderful things that the state fair showcases. So I think that being able to provide, as I said, a unique experience that you really can't get anywhere else is so important to us.
You know, every year it seems there's a discussion about actually moving the state fair from Pueblo. And typically it's couched in this idea that the state fair is operating at a deficit. What kinds of things are you going to be looking for when it comes to either keeping the state fair here or validation for possibly moving it?
I think that we have a beautiful facility here. As I take a look as a newcomer to town and to the state, I look at the facility and what we have here, and I think that there should be such pride in the beautiful grounds that we have that showcases the state fair here. I think trying to recreate that elsewhere would be difficult. There are amazing traditions here, and I think that that tradition is so important, walking around the grounds and really embracing that length of time. When you take a moment to really breathe all of that in, moving the fair from its traditions would really, we would be at a loss, I think. I think that there's such passion that's invested into this property and into the grounds to do what we do. I would believe that it would be showcased well during the fair, and it's just so appropriate that we keep it here.